Put it in your mouth.
The Fan is celebrating 25 years as Atlanta's sports station.
Hey, this is Falcons QB Matt Ryan.
Hey, it's Freddie Freeman.
Hey, it's Chipper Jones, and congratulations to the Fan for 25 years of being Atlanta's sports station.
25 years is a hell of a run. It's Jeff Francoeur.
Hey, Atlanta, this is Kiefer Sutherland.
Hi, it's Marv Albert.
Hi, this is Dominique Wilkin. Congratulations to 680 The Fan.
Atlanta's sports station.
The Fan.
As we count down to our celebration on November 3rd, we are bringing you our top 25 every week. Chuck and Chernoff are bringing you the top 25 moments in the Fan's history. Presented by Georgia Natural Gas. Expect the unexpected this winter and lock in a low rate now with Georgia Natural Gas.
All right, Charles, I want to take you back to a day that our radio station, I think, did a great job covering. It was March 21st, 2012. That was the day in Orlando that Chipper Jones called an impromptu press conference to tell us that was going to be his final year playing Major League Baseball. It just so happened we were down there covering the event. Yes, and it was as the teammates came out, they did it right there at Champion Stadium. It was a very emotional event.
Today, I consider myself
that was
the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Weird to have that echo at Champion Stadium.
He was sitting, Mike, and just talking to people.
It was. That began the... I mean, what a cool event the whole year became with all the gifts and the retirement ceremonies and all the different things people recognized with Chipper. We saw the same thing with Derek Jeter. And the year was filled with a lot of great events for the Magic third baseman, I believe, as you called him, that season. Chipper, at age 40, finished the season with 14 home runs, 62 ribs, hit .287, slugged .455, and his OPS set at .832. It's not bad for a Magic third baseman at the age of 40. But I believe we all think the greatest memory of that season for Chipper was also his final home run, which happened September the 2nd, 2012, with the Braves trailing the Phillies in the ninth inning, 7-5. Jonathan Papelbon on the mound. Chipper Jones stepped in, and this happened.
They give Chipper a big gap in right center. Utley pretty deep into the right field grass at second. High fly ball! Deep to right field! Third bag baseball! Three-run home run, Chipper Jones, and the Braves have beat the Phillies! It is party time in Atlanta! Can you believe that just happened? The Papelbon pitch was thigh-high, middle in, uppercut swing. He killed it. And the Atlanta Braves, with a stirring comeback, score five times in the ninth inning. The final score at Turner Field, where bedlam continues. Atlanta 8, Philadelphia 7.
If memory serves, the Braves were trying to avoid another September collapse. And this was very early in the month of September, but I think the Phillies had won a couple of games maybe against them and were trying to crawl back into it. Chipper ended any hopes of that. Braves had actually had a really good September on their way to the postseason. The career spoke for itself. That final year spoke for itself. And the moment in March that we had a chance to bring you the exclusive coverage of Chipper's retirement announcement, one of the Fan's most memorable moments, number 7, as we count down the 25 most memorable moments of 680 The Fan.
Is this a magic third baseman that gets better when he's 39 or 40?
The top 25 moments in the Fan's history, presented by Georgia Natural Gas on Atlanta's 25-year home for sports, The Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.